looking forward to seeing what the Lord can do for us. And amen. All right, we'll go ahead and start in prayer request. Yes, Ms. Dot. Who?
Vicky.
Okay. Do pray for Vicky. He told me he's having some issues.
Okay.
Amen. All right. Chuck Cummings sent a text this morning. They're going to be at Franklin Correctional Institution in Florida all week. This week, so do pray for that meeting. All right, anybody else? Okay, Brother Randy. Okay, Brother Randy, you pray for us. All right, it is good to see you. We're going to be dealing with Stennett Blue's book on doctrines. We're getting away from doctrine in our churches because doctrine is divisive. Doctrine separates. And the church today is built upon man being God, I believe. No longer does it say, thus saith the Lord. I was listening to a preacher and this week, actually it was last night, and he was talking about the condition of our churches, and I'm going to be preaching on that today, but he talked about how no longer are we trying to hear from God. We're trying to find out what man wants, and let's have a church that'll bring them in. He says it's easier to do that than to spend time with God. And I think I agree. It's easier to have a coffee shop than to fast. and time is running out. I believe the Lord's fixing to come back. And I don't believe we have long to do what we're going to do. And I think we use the excuse that, you know, we're getting older, we're getting tired. I've been tired for years. I don't know about y'all. I've been tired for years. I told Wanda, I said, well, I'm tired. I told her that last night or yesterday, and I said, I feel like I need a nap, but naps don't get anything done, do they? They sure not. They're nice. They don't accomplish anything, and and so what we're going to deal with today is a subject that is very much covered throughout the Scripture, but yet, as we go into the apostate church, we don't like to admit this three-letter word called sin. And we're going to look at the doctrine of sin. Sin first took place with the devil. And he was cast out of heaven. We're not going to deal with all of that. He came down as lightning. And he was came down to earth, and he's been a pain ever since he's been here. And let me ask you, what is sin nowadays? Before we even start, what is sin? Anything contrary to Scripture. The Bible says transgression is sin. Today, I read an article in California where a guy won the high jump at a girls' contest. At one time, that would have been called an abomination and sin. And today, they celebrate it by writing an article that a guy can outjump a girl and making him a hero. And you say, what's worse? The idiots that are promoting it is worse than the idiot that thinks he done something. Amen. I grew up in a society where if you hit a girl, you got whooped. Amen. We've got a mixed up society. Amen. Today, if a woman gets raped and becomes pregnant, she is told to kill the baby while we spend thousands and thousands of dollars to keep the rapist alive. Right or wrong? It's a mixed up society. In America, you're better off to kill a person than you are an animal. It's a crazy world. And I want to say, in my lifetime, it's changed a lot. And it's not better. Okay? It's not better. Sin. I've had people tell me, I don't believe it's wrong. And my reply to them is, well, I guess you're God, that you make all the moral decisions in life. Amen. Man become God. That's Romans 1. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses that's very, very familiar and very, very used, but I'm going to stand out and say this morning is probably many people that attend church will never hear a message or never read this passage of Scripture. Now the serpent, verse 1, was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. I would like for you to write somewhere about verse 3, she twisted Scripture. She twisted Scripture. She added to it. Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. I want to stop here before we read the rest of it and say, she already knew good. They knew God walking in the garden. They knew good. All she's going to get is evil out of it. Okay? Verse 6, and when the woman saw, underline that word saw, that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. Now let's look and see what changed. And they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. The doctrine of sin. Sin is evident throughout the entire Bible. Sin is to blame for all the suffering in the world today. I hear a lot of people say, why? Well, it's sin. Sin is the blame for every heartbreak and every home break. We're going to look at a few thoughts today about sin. First of all, we want to deal with the entrance of sin. We read this passage. We do not know how long Adam and Eve were in the garden before this took place. I have read after theologians, we're glad you could make it, that said they could have been there 100 years in the garden. We don't know how long they've been there. The Bible doesn't say that. But this is not bam, 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 bam. They were in the garden. They knew the voice of God. They knew what it was like to walk with God. They knew what it was like to know no evil. They were innocent. And then something happened. In creation, and I believe in a literal 6-day, a literal 24-hour creation. I do not believe we evolved. If I start getting better, I will readjust my thing, okay? Amen. If my body goes back to like it was when I was 20, I would say, Brother Randy, well, you know there's hope. But I'm not going that way. And I ain't been going that way for a long time. And I can't do what I used to do. Amen. I don't even try to do what I used to do. I did tell some, and if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have took better care of myself. There were 6 literal days, and here he said, when he got through with creation, he said it was very good. Now, I had a guy that raised marijuana tell me that raising marijuana was very good, and he used this passage to prove that point. And I said, "Sir, I believe it's out of the context. I believe he is talking about creation. And creation was very good, but something happened to creation. Sin not only affected man, it affected everything about us. You see, I believe the Garden of Eden was different than anything we've ever seen, or until the millennial reign, where the effects of the Garden of Eden will come back. I believe it's different. Amen. God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now we have a threefold statement concerning the creation of man. His body is from the ground. He has a breath from God. And he is a being that is godlike. Satan cannot whip God. He's already been cast out. He's already been defeated at Calvary. He is a whoop puppy, but he don't die good. He is very active. He is very good at what he does. And he knows more Bible than we know. And he's more dedicated to his cause than we are to our cause. We know that God in creation took a rib from Adam and made a woman. And Adam and Eve lived in the garden. And here's what happened. They had one rule. Don't eat of the tree. One tree. Don't eat of that one. You got this tree, you got that tree, you got this tree. Amen. This one tree, the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat of it. And nowhere did God ever tell Adam, don't touch it. Now, I believe there are some things we shouldn't touch. Y'all okay with that? Okay. As far as words, I can't recall. Brother David, can you recall any? Now, the rooster crowed, but that's the natural aspect of the rooster. But yes, I do believe he talked. I do believe he talked. And I believe he had legs. There was a change that took place, and a part of the curse was to crawl upon the thing, okay? What Eve did was twist it. She said, we're not to eat it, we're not to touch it. And you see, when we start adding and taking away, which is what the translations has done to bring in the apostate church, and now we have no rule of authority. Well, my Bible doesn't say that. And you can find now a Bible to tell you what you believe. And I am amazed at a preacher that can get up and use 7 or 8 translations in the same message. And I'm like, how do you do that?
Talk about
That's a good devotion this morning. Nowadays, what does church people believe as a whole? Do they even know what they believe?
The Garden of Eden was perfect. I don't know whether none of that might.
Mosquitoes didn't sting. Ants didn't bite.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's going to be a good time, isn't it? What did yellow jackets do? Amen. Yeah, they look pretty in the garden, but they'll make you run now. Amen. Yeah, I was just told, I can't remember Friday or Saturday. I lose track of time. A guy, he told me his daddy pastored a church. Was pastoring the church, and he said, "Well, you know, Daddy resigned." And I'm like, "Really?" I said, "Why did he resign?" He said, "You've been pastoring long enough, you know why." And he told me, he said, "I thought about leaving, but I was just gonna stay with it till Daddy gave it up." And what causes that? Sin. Okay. Eve took the fruit. She ate it. She gave some to her husband. He ate it. Now, Paul clarifies this later. Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived. Adam knew full well what he was doing. And so the deception come from the woman. Now, I've often wondered if Eve heard what God said, or if Adam could Adam have told her, "We're not to eat it or touch it." God said, "You can't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Did Eve know what Adam was told? We don't know that. We can only speculate. But we do know that he ate it. And we do know that there was a change that took place. As a result of disobedience of Adam, sin made its entrance into creation. And so as we first look at the conquest of Satan, Satan has never attacked any of creation until God made man. And does he attack creation today like he attacks man? That's a good question, isn't it? Something to think about, something to dwell on. With an animal, we say it's instincts. Instincts.
Right on down it says, "And they," so it, the two of them together, "heard the
right
voice of the Lord."
Right. I took it, and the way I take it, and I don't have scripture on it, but is that she partook of the fruit, she liked it, and then when he come back, she ate with him, like it's two different situations. The devil seldom attacks in certain ways. Let me put it this way. I'm trying to phrase it. I'm trying to be careful. You won't be as tempted as much in church as you will when you're not in church. You won't be tempted as much if you're around God's people than you will be if you're around the world. Satan is very good at what he does. There is safety in numbers. In the multitude of counselors, there's safety. That's what the book of Proverbs teaches. This is why it's important, and you've heard me say this over and over again, that a Christian, and we do have verses on this, should never marry a non-Christian. A business leader should not go in business and have a co-business with someone that's not a Christian. There's different ethics, there's different morals. And business can be just as wicked as anything else in our society. Sometimes there's no stopping point with certain people when they get a taste and a love for money. And this is why, you know, and of course you've heard me say this, I believe that an independent Baptist should marry an independent Baptist. Because there's going to be a difference in doctrine. And the difference in doctrine will come out eventually. I'm not saying it can't work because a Christian can marry a Christian. I'm saying it can cause some difficulty when it comes to raising children. Amen. Well, it was pleasant to the eyes, wasn't it? Amen. Dr. Ballou said there's three times that Satan appears in the Bible. In Genesis 3, he appears before man, the creature, and accuses God, the creator, and walks away delighted. Thou shalt not surely die. In other words, what God told you wasn't true. Okay. In Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 12, Satan appears before the creator and accuses man, the creature, and once again he walks away delighted. But in Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, Satan appears the third time. This time he meets the God-man. And here he accuses the written word to the incarnate word. This time he walks away defeated. Okay. The first time the devil spoke, he questioned the word of God in the Old Testament. The first time he spoke in the New Testament, he questioned the word of God. You know what the apostate church has done in America? Yea, hath God said. Do we even know we have a Bible? Well, if we don't have a Bible, tell me what we have. Everything we know about God comes from this book. So we see the course of sin, okay? First, Eve, she listens to him. She listens to the devil, amen? Be careful who you listen to, amen? Then he gets her not only to listen, but to look. Now, the writer of Hebrews said about Moses, that there's pleasure in sin for a season. Sin doesn't always show its ugly head. In America, how many of y'all think we have a problem with drugs? Okay. Does Satan show them the end result of drugs? No. He just shows them the good time of drugs. What if he showed them the end result? Who would want that? There's pleasure in sin for a season. Okay? He's not going to always show you the end result. Okay? I think it was Brother David that said there is a lot of people today that are drug addicts that almost live normal lives. And we don't even know it. But one day, it'll catch them. One day it's going to catch you. What we do will eventually catch us. Amen. Poor eating habits has caught me. And I don't know if you know this, sometimes it's more difficult to stop than it is to never start. Okay? She listened, she looked, then she lusted. This is what happens when you see. We support some prison ministry people here. And there's a great need for that. I'm thankful we support them. I've asked the ones that I know personally, how many blind people ever went to prison when they were blind? I said, I don't want to know about the people that went blind in prison, but how many prisoners were blind when they got caught and went into prison? You know the answer I was told? None. You're never lust until you look. Amen. Shiny cars look real good until you get a payment book. You see, the devil has a sight ministry, but we're to live by faith. And look, he will show us every good thing that someone has, but he will not show us the bad things that they have. How many of us have ever looked at somebody and said, man, everything they touch turned to gold? They're just charmed and then die of some disease and we never say anything about that. She lusted. And then she lost. I remember there was a preacher years ago preached a message, you got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. I've often wondered how long Adam and Eve regretted the decision they made to have one piece of fruit. Amen. What do y'all think it was like the next time Adam stepped in an ant bed? Remember, before the fall, nothing bit him, nothing stung him, and now everything is after you. You ever think they might have said, what have we done? What about the dinosaur he petted when first time one growled at him? What about the first time he saw an animal eat another animal? What have we done? This lion is no longer a pet. He is a threat. Okay? She lost. These are the four steps in the course of sin. Okay? To listen, to look, to lust, and the loss. There's probably not anybody in this room that wished there had been some things you'd done differently. And it could have been things that people warned you about that you just couldn't see. Okay. Satan tempted Eve through three avenues: the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These are the very same three avenues of temptation that was used on Jesus, and they're used on us. 1 John 2:16, lust of the eyes.
You know,
like
the devil, just enough. People confused.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does.
What if they had been in there 100 years? It may have seemed like they wouldn't die.
It doesn't say, so we don't know.
We don't know. I mean, how many young people believe they're going to die?
That's what they didn't know what death was.
Nowadays they don't, because I've had a lot of young couples tell me they wouldn't take their kid to a funeral home.
I've heard that too.
That they said they don't want them to see the negative part of life. And I said, but it is a factual part of life.
But what Brian brought up, you did say they didn't know what death was. Is that how you said that, Brian? They didn't. I mean, I hadn't thought about that really.
Yeah.
We brought that out, but they never.
Yeah, they had no clue, no concept. All they knew was life. And life was good until the fall.
So that would have been when they died spiritually at that moment.
Yeah. But here's some truth. They did no evil after that. Adam is the head. He's the federal head. That's the system of God. Now, I don't know that that's the right answer.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because he was the one in charge, and so after he took the fruit, then their eyes were open.
The way I've always believed and the way I've always been taught, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know, is that God told Adam... Adam told Eve. Eve tried it, then she gave to Adam. And when Adam partook of it, because it was just willful disobedience. Adam didn't have to partake of it. He wasn't deceived. He knew no good was going to come out of it.
But to me, when I get to that point, it makes me think that maybe he was there.
Could have been.
It's not gonna matter, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, could have been.
Could have been. I don't know.
But now.
Brother David, you ever studied any on that? Any thoughts?
But now we look at it, and most people are blinded, and the Bible says we're blinded until we get saved and our eyes are opened.
Yeah. He was in the transgression. He knew exactly what he was
I believe a lot of, and I've heard people say, was with Adam even saved? And because Adam's not mentioned in the genealogy. The thing I believe, and I believe he was saved, by the way, is that the thing that I marvel so many times about, Adam named Eve after the fall. Even though death was pronounced upon him, he named her the mother of all living. That's pretty good faith.
And I believe they were saved because they accepted blood sacrifice.
Right. They did.
You
and
blood sacrifice. You're saved.
And then Adam, you know, he named all this stuff, and he walked with God, so he knew the voice of God. And, of course, he did the natural thing. He hid. That is human nature. And so when he partook of it, so that's a great thought. And by the way, some of these thoughts, I don't know that we could ever prove. Could have been. But that's just going to be speculation any way you go.
Any way you go, and that's why I'm saying I'm not 100% accurate. So I understand I might just be knocking on wood here.
So their eyes was open. What'd they realize?
They were naked, sir.
They were naked. Never bothered them before. What if it had been 100 years there? And here's my thought. So what? They were married. Who else is going to see them? They knew that something had happened. And they had become wise to sin.
But that's how far we've gone now, Mike. When you said that, I thought about it. They knew they were naked, so they didn't get fig legs.
Yeah.
To cover up.
They used fig legs.
Now we're in a place now, in generations, that people don't even care for naked. I mean, you see them now, and you're thinking, my clothes.
They like it.
Clothes, you know.
Yeah, they like it.
They're so...
No.
You know, nakedness don't even bother people now.
It doesn't.
You know, I mean...
How long would it take to make clothes out of fig leaves?
I say a good little while.
We never make clothes out of them.
But what I am saying is that...
So you think the clothes they made make you scratch?